drive a sports car up the coast of California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. Baby, I could die a happy man. Oh, I could die a happy man. You know I could, girl. I could die.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. More potential trouble for movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Prosecutors sending a letter to the judge in Weinstein's upcoming retrial on sex crimes, accusing his attorneys of trying to intimidate witnesses and attack their credibility in public statements. It's likely too late to beat the Memorial Day holiday travel rush. Airports and roads are packed.
Now, if you're hitting the road, timing is key. According to INREX, you'll want to avoid today between noon and 7 p.m. Instead, aim for early mornings or late evening drives. Sunday and Monday afternoon are also expected to be busy, so plan accordingly.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. In the air, 3.5 million travelers are flying for the holiday, the most in almost 20 years. The International Court of Justice has ruled Israel must immediately halt its military operation in Rafah, citing the risk to Palestinians. A panel of 15 international judges making that determination. Experts say Israel is unlikely to comply. This is ABC News. They were once a staple of many American cities, but now many Chinatown neighborhoods are beginning to disappear as costs rise and demographics change.
With rents on the rise and younger generations choosing to leave retail behind for other careers, the fate of many historic businesses in jeopardy. From 2019 to 2021, Manhattan's Chinatown saw a 26% drop in job opportunities. But it's not just the businesses. Between 1990 and 2020, Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown lost 41% of its Asian population. Philadelphia lost 15%. San Francisco, 6%.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Some iPhone users could get up to $350 in a proposed $35 million class action settlement with Apple. The lawsuit claims iPhone 7 and 7 Plus models had audio issues. Customers who want to be included in the potential settlement must submit a claim by June 3rd. Apple denies the phones were faulty. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. More tornadoes are confirmed from Tuesday's storms across Wisconsin. National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday a tornado in the Trempealeau County city of Arcadia hit the ground for a minute. An hour and a half later, an EF1 twister in Kaukauna was on the ground for 4 minutes. The latest confirmations bring the total number of tornadoes from Tuesday's storm in the state to 6. Earlier in the day, the Weather Service confirmed tornadoes in the central Wisconsin communities of Edgar and Unity, as well as in Cochrane and Fountain City, both in Buffalo County along the Mississippi River. As we head into Memorial Day weekend, you may want to consider new research on alcohol consumption.
New research shows the safest amount of alcohol is none, with consumption tied to various cancers. Dr. Noel LeConte is an oncologist and associate professor of medicine at UW-Madison.
Alcohol is metabolized in our body to a compound called acetaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen.
LeConte's advice is straightforward.
Don't start drinking if you don't do it now, and if you are drinking and you want to cut down, talk to your doctor first.
The Manitowoc native says she loves Wisconsin. but believes we can do better. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What's believed to be wreckage of a plane flown by a Wisconsin World War II flying ace has been discovered in the South Pacific. Poplar native Richard Bong shot down 40 Japanese aircraft in a Lockheed P-38 Lightning fighter nicknamed Marge after Bong's girlfriend. A Veterans Historical Center in Superior, named in Bong's honor, teamed with World War II historical preservation group Pacific Rex to search for Bong's plane, which crashed in the jungles of Papua New Guinea while another pilot was at the controls. The expedition's leader announced last week his team discovered the plane's wreckage. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy today with high temperatures tapping 70 degrees. Waves of showers and thunderstorms will move through this afternoon and evening, bringing heavy downpours of a half an inch of rainfall, and some could be severe, packing gusty winds and some hail. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Farm bill overnight with some Democrat support helping to pass the bill out of committee. We've got perspective on what's in the bill and the tough path that is still ahead. We've also got trade, compensation for dairy producers, and fertilizer production on the agenda for the free-for-all.
Live Cone Conversation LA's Fino Pimento via Farm Journal Studios. This is AgriTalk.
Smokes.
This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Sean Haney and Jim Wiesmeyer. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, welcome your beloved host, Jim Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, so are you going to translate what you just, let in there with?
No, I don't speak Spanish.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just wondered. Nope. Welcome to AgriTalk.
I got that off a meme. Yeah. Conversation LA's Finel Pimento, amigo.
All right.
That means we're almost done with this week.
Well, and it's going to be great. I think that's what else it probably means.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Mucho gusto.
We've got a lot of news that happened this week that we need to talk about.
Bro.
We've got global politics that happened and that will be happening in the week ahead that we've also got to include in the conversation. So a lot of ground to cover. You might hear a little rumbling from my microphone as the conversation goes, and it's not
me. Is it gonna get heated?
It's not me. It's not me. That would be outdoors. Because another storm is barreling down on the bunker, and it was a rough morning in Iowa already. Several tornado warnings have already come and gone. That line of storms has made its way into Wisconsin and Illinois. But I'm telling you, you want to talk about an active weather pattern, we certainly lived through it. Illinois, northern Illinois is just basically getting lit up right now, so heads up over there. Okay, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Sure thing. Let's do start with the weather as usual. Scattered severe thunderstorms will be possible from parts of the Midwest to the Mid-South and Southern Plains this afternoon and evening. Excessive rainfall may bring the potential for localized flash and small stream flooding impacts, along with river rises to parts of the Arc Latex, or if you prefer, Arc Latex, today and tonight. Excessive heat warnings in effect into tonight for parts of South Texas. Still hot in Southern Texas, buddy.
Absolutely. And the temperatures are expected to warm up a bit, but boy, we're looking at pretty mild temperatures over the holiday weekend here in the middle of the country.
Well, speaking of that holiday, grain and livestock markets will trade normal hours today. All markets and government offices will be closed Monday. That's May 27th for Memorial Day. Grain markets will reopen with the overnight session at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Livestock markets will resume trading at 7:30 a.m. That's on Tuesday, May 28th.
Speaking of the livestock markets, the cash cattle market could make a new all-time high this week.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Four House Democrats voted with the GOP as the House Ag Committee cleared a new farm bill 33-21. A farm bill watcher noted, quote, those four Democratic votes, if you examine the members more closely, represent diversity in a number of ways, geographically, agriculturally, demographically. They, along with GT, should be congratulated for their legislative sincerity because they proved capable of serious legislating instead of tired dogma. Some cutting words there, Chip.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into that conversation in just a bit with Jim Wiesmeyer.
Well, the S&P 500 is up 27% over the past year, including a gain of more than 10% since the beginning of 2024. That's the best first 100 trading days of a year since 2021, and the best ever in an election year, according to Dow Jones market data. When the S&P 500 has climbed 10% or more through the first 100 trading days the rest of the year, it has averaged a gain of 8.6% and finished higher 85% of the time.
But sounds like a good year to me for the stocks.
Kind of does. Yep. According to commodity analyst Jim Wyckoff, June COMEX gold futures have dropped over $100 below Monday's record high of $2,454.20. He says that's an ominously bearish double-top reversal pattern that's formed on the daily bar chart for June gold, suggesting a near-term market top may be in place. Fundamentally, precious metals market bulls did not like the slightly more hawkish lean on U.S. monetary policy from the FOMC minutes, which were released Wednesday afternoon. Senate Finance Committee Republicans are forming working groups to prepare the 2025 tax cliff when many provisions from the 2017 tax law are set to expire. During the legislative process on tax cuts, farm state lawmakers are expected to push for including multi-year extensions of expiring biofuel tax incentives, notably the clean fuel production tax credits, the 45Z, which end after 2027.
This is going to come up later in the conversation as well when we are talking about the timing of the farm bill.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that are going to get in the way of the farm bill if it doesn't get passed now.
That's right. Well, Chip, OPEC Plus has decided to cancel its upcoming formal meeting in Vienna and will instead hold a video conference to discuss production policy for the second half of this year. The Financial Times says this move suggests there is likely already broad agreement among members to continue the existing oil production cuts. And finally, mortgage rates have declined for the third consecutive week, dipping just below 7%, according to Freddie Mac.
Okay.
Despite the dip, financial experts predict the housing market's recovery will remain slow in the short term. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor of Farm Journal Support. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So you've been hitting the animal health issues lately. What's your latest focus?
Well, influenza's top in the news for a lot of people right now, whether it's from a human standpoint or whether it's for livestock. You know, we're seeing that all over. And so as we get ready to ramp up all of these livestock shows across the country, I mean, they really are going on all year round, but we're really getting into jackpot and the national shows are starting soon. I just wanted to do a deep dive on what's going on with these shows to maybe even, are they doing anything to try to keep influenza out at a higher level than normal? And the National Swine Registry says they are. And so I have a three-part series about how to protect yourself and your pigs from influenza, but also what are these shows doing to keep it out?
Right. Right. And it's so important that, you know, these shows can act as an educational opportunity for people to take some biosecurity measures home with them, right?
Absolutely. And honestly, you know, I think we underestimate the value of our young people understanding the importance of their role They may only have a few pigs at their house, but what they do has a big impact. And so the National Swine Registry is starting up some new things for youth this year, a special biosecurity skill-a-thon that's going to take place in the middle of June at the exposition. And they're also doing some efforts to advance traceability. And so one of the things that I do think is great about the show industry is they really have stepped up when it comes to the traceability front. And what do they need to do? Whether it's, you know, having, they were some of the first to get their premises IDs all figured out. Yeah. And now they're looking at this program to incorporate AgView into the movement of pigs at shows. So I think that could be exciting.
Yeah, very cool. Jennifer, thank you so much. Happy Memorial Day weekend. And we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Jennifer Scheich, editor, Farm Journal's Pork. We got the free-for-all coming up next. Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me, your host, Chip Flory, here on AgriTalk.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. A better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, making the way you want to work, work better than ever before. See how at m-power-dairy.com.
Heads up in the Midwest out there. There are still some severe storms that are making their way across the northern Illinois. We've still got storms that are popping up in northeast Iowa, too. No question about it. Thursday night, the House Ag Committee passed through the Farm Bill. And lots of details to go over on that. We're going to do that on the free-for-all. We got Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. How you doing, Sean?
Chip, I'm doing fantastic. Hope everybody's set for a
What's wrong?
Well, that's an enthusiastic response to a pretty simple question. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. Canada just came off a long weekend last weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. I'm actually joining you here from Missoula, Montana. I'm going to be at a high school baseball tournament all weekend. Yeah, it's all good, man. We're getting some moisture in this part of the world, which is very, very welcome. We're going to have a lot of grass once she heats up.
Yep. Good thing. Very cool. We had a conversation with Greg Peterson that is going to air on Monday morning that talks about the impact of that good grass on the used equipment and the hay equipment that's out there. So pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool.
Gives ranchers some options too, Chip. Right?
That's right.
You got to have grass if you're going to do things like consider maybe retaining some heifers. So it's good.
It's the first good chance we've seen in 3 years for ranchers to start to save some heifers back because they've got some grass to run on. All right, Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. How you doing, Jim?
Always happy when we get a farm bill at least out of the initial ag committee in the House. So I'm happy. See you in September, Chip.
How many farm bills for you is this, Wiesmeyer?
11 out of 19.
Wow.
11. You know, they only do that like every 5 years.
Do the math.
You know, see but you in September did also leave the clause there may be a summer lover who steals his loved one away.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Good. That was all embodied in that. Embodied in that.
Love it. So, before we talk about timing and some of the things that we need to think about that have to happen before this farm bill is even put up for a floor vote in the House, what's in it? What makes this bill as farmer-friendly as it seems to be and has gotten a positive response from several commodity groups already?
Well, you just look, Chip, at the comparison in Title I that Southern Ag Today puts out. We've done similar things in the past on Pro Farmer, and versus current Title I safety nets, ARC, PLC, loan rates, etc., and also compare it to the Senate draft. And you can see why production agriculture and the grains are liking this, from the Midwest to the southern states. And I'll just pull a quote from G.T. Thompson, who, by the way, in the wee hours this morning, in the early hours, got an applause from most of the members up there, bipartisan, for all the good hard work that he and his staff, by the way, did. He said, from production and processing to delivery and consumption, the bill strengthens the rural economy across every region, state, and district. To me, that says it all.
Yeah. And I don't know the arguments against the bill from the Democrats, and the reason that the Democrats generally did not support the bill is because they claim cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, or food stamps. Cut through all the BS on this, Jim.
Yeah, the signal to noise there is it's mostly noise. It doesn't cut. It just halts the dramatic increase that we saw, the $256 billion increase in the thrifty food plan that Vilsack announced, using some flexibility he thinks he had. Yeah. But here's the key, Chip. G.T. Thompson, House Ag Committee Chairman, is saying to the Democrats who voted no, hey, we can compromise here. You got to tell us how to go. But I'm not going to cut anything out of Title I. I've got some given, maybe some of these other areas. Yep. So now we got to see the legislative language, not a preview, not a review, not a 94-page document from the Senate Ag Committee. We got to have text, so we got to know where all the all the funding going. So this is not the death knell farm bill a lot of people said. And if you recall, some pretty smart people, farm state lawmakers said there wouldn't be one Democrat vote for this.
Right.
They were wrong. There were four. And that signals more will vote for it, more Democrats if and when it gets to the House floor.
Yeah, right. These votes along party lines, they don't help. So it's encouraging that four members on the Democrat side did vote. You know, Chairman Thompson was quoted as saying, you know, in regards to the balance between farm programs and SNAP, so I have no shame for transitioning available resources. I thought was interesting. I think he really needs to. So inside the agricultural tent, it's very farmer friendly. There's a lot of great comments. I think he's got to do a lot of communication on the other side of the equation, more in the mainstream political circles, to talk about how this actually, his version, is not really, really hurting the SNAP program, because that's what everybody's talking about, that's what it's doing.
Dude,
I agree
with that, but there have been so many arrows flung already about the quote-unquote cuts to the SNAP program that I don't know how you deflect all of that and cut through to the truth.
Yeah, well, it's almost impossible. I agree with you, Chip. It's very similar to the border situation.
Yes.
How many years did the Democrats say we have a closed border? Now they're finally, now as we get near November 5th, they're saying, oh, well, we got to solve this thing. This is very similar thing.
Yeah, but they also said the tariffs were bad.
At least try. I agree with Haney. He should at least try and lay the cards on the table.
Yep. Haney, I hear what you were saying there. They also said the tariffs were bad until they were initiated by the Biden administration. Did I put words in your mouth there?
No. You got it, man. You got it.
Yeah. You've got to have a running scorecard to try to keep up with which side of the issue some of these lawmakers are going to stand on. And to those that did support the farm bill, I'm not going to remember them all, but there was Sorensen out of Illinois. I've mentioned him a couple of times this week, and that he had gone to GT and basically said, listen, I'm going to have to vote no on this bill. Changed his mind, and he voted yes on it. Caravale out of Colorado, who has been on the show, Big Apple Joe, every time when we reach out to Representative Caravale out of Colorado, we typically get a positive response. She wants to come on the show and talk issues. And she listened and paid attention to the issues, not just party line her consideration on this farm bill. There are some breaths of fresh air in this vote, correct, Jim? But
the most surprising one, by the way, was Sanford Bishop of Georgia.
Yeah.
Because he had some strong language during the markup session, but yet he still voted for it. So I'll give him kudos for that. And Don Davis of North Carolina had been signaling he was thinking about it. So he wasn't a solid no. And most people thought he would eventually say yes, and he did.
Right.
Now, okay, but Chip, just like Cub fans shouldn't be planning any sort of parade route yet.
Right.
Neither should agriculture, because there's a lot of work to be done here.
Yeah.
In terms of getting this across the finish line.
For you Minnesota listeners, tell me why Angie Craig voted no for this one. She's got some comments to make to those corn and soybean producers in Minnesota for her no vote.
Yeah, and I've gotten a couple of texts already following up on that, and there are some unimpressed constituents of hers in Minnesota. There's no question about it. And you're right, Jim. They are going to be looking for some answers. Okay, guys. Now, we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk more about the farm bill, and I want to talk about the timing. What are some of the issues in front of us going forward that still need to be cleared out of the way if this farm bill is even going to make it to the House floor for consideration, and beyond that, for full congressional consideration? Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me, Chip Flory, here on AgriTalk.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 4 to 20 even, July up 11 to 2010, August up 17 to 2006, September milk up 18 at 1984. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower, even though the cash markets haven't really developed. A lot of this positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report and also the three-day holiday weekend. There is a lot of profit-taking happening in the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly lower as well. Lack of consumer demand and belief that that demand may not materialize, pressuring hogs. June live cattle down 17 cents to 183.35. August feeder cattle down $1.32 to 260.12. June hogs down 15 cents to 94.37. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly higher on the continued weather concerns. There's a bit of a short squeeze developing as well, and that's helping to support the grain markets. But it's that weather where planting will be slowed by another group of storms, and that is helping to support the markets. Wheat also now moving up mostly higher as well. Again, some of those weather concerns in Europe and the Black Sea region supporting the market. New crop corn up 2.5 to 489. New crop beans up 3.75 to 12.19 3/4. July wheat in Chicago up 4.25 to 7.02 1/4. Minneapolis wheat July up 9 to 7.53. With this market update, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk. Chip.
Davis.
I've noticed something already in today's show. Have you noticed it? Can you feel it? Can you sense it? Nobody wants to talk about baseball. Because everybody's records are worse than the Royals. My beloved Royals! Woohoo! We have already won the AgriTalk World Series.
Huh? The sprint to Memorial Day has been won by the Royals.
Here, this from OptiStats on X. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr., the first MLB player to have at least 100 total bases, 30 RBIs, and 15 stolen bases in his first 50 games of a season since Barry Bonds in 1992. Here we go, Royals. Here we go.
Dude is legit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I don't have anything to counter.
Well,
there.
And he's skinny enough. No one's going to accuse him of steroid use, I think. I don't know how he does it with those little arms. But
Davis's years of supporting the Royals are finally
Ozempic.
Finally, all those years.
Ozempic. Oh, jeez.
Well, as the big tuna Bill Parcells says, you are what your record says you are.
So there you go.
That's right. That's right. All right. Welcome back. That's Davis. I'm Chip. We've got Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy, and Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Okay, we've talked about what's in the farm bill, what makes it farmer friendly. I want to talk timing now, Jim, because you said see you in September. I mean, are we gonna? Is it what happens between now and then?
Fiscal year 2025 appropriation bill. So you know how long that takes. And right. And GT knows that. But on the plus side, Chip, this will give GT, his staff, and other farm state lawmakers time to talk and discuss, you know, some of these issues. So I don't think that's a negative. We may have to have a short-term extension, but I don't think they'll want to even do that very quickly because that would take the pressure off. So here, if that's right, and I think GT is saying September now, here's what you look out for. Really briefly, Chip, will the House Rules Committee be a hurdle in clearing the bill? Because, you know, they have some rebel Republicans on that committee, but if they can get it through, that'll be an initial positive signal. Then how many Democrats are going to vote for and how many Republicans will vote against the bill if and when it moves to that House floor? That's another key in the future. And, of course, you always got to worry about amendments. What amendments are going to be allowed and the number during any floor action? I think those are your keys on the House bill. But the other one is the Senate.
They
got to coax Stabenow into releasing text, something I don't think she wants to do personally.
And also another factor there is the summer break. And as congressional members go home and they're at the local fair, they're on the parade route, waving and shaking hands and kissing babies, what is said in those local districts and how does that influence how they feel when they return?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Now, on the Senate bill, we continue to anticipate that at some point, Ranking Member Bozeman is going to release a framework for a Senate farm bill as well. Is he going to wait for Stabenow, or does passage out of committee of the House bill kind of clear the way for Bozeman to release a framework?
Yeah, I can't speak for the ranking member, but our sources say, Chip, that sometime in June this year, he will release his framework. I don't think it's going to be full text, but I think it's going to, and he's already signaled this, it'll be very similar, especially in Title I provisions that we've already seen in the House side.
That
will continue momentum, at least for the House approach, in my judgment. So I would think sometime in June, which again should put a more pressure on Stabenow to release text. And why is that important? We need to see the scoring. Let CBO leak on that one too, the Congressional Budget Office. They leaked on the House bill. Let's have some leaks on the Senate approach. And you're going to see they're adding billions of dollars into food and nutrition. And we're going to see some percentages, Title I versus food and nutrition. That'll be an eye-opener.
Jim, we talked about this a while ago on the show, but there's one thing to have the SNAP funding, but there's also there's been a lot of talk about SNAP fraud and slippage.
Yeah.
Any talk about that in any of these discussions in terms of how we deal with that?
there should be, you know, if you looked at it, I'm going to have to get that pie chart again. I used it before in speeches. The most spending by far in the farm bill that we've been through, about 86%, I think, is food and nutrition programs, SNAP, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know what the second largest funding is? Overpayments, fraud, et cetera, in the food stamp program. That's number two.
Yes.
Three is crop insurance. So, yes, that should be discussed.
Absolutely. You want to increase funding and decrease hunger, get rid of the fraud in the SNAP program, and it's more funding than they could ever dream of.
Yeah, it's just not fraud, Chip. These are payments that should not have been made. So it's the operation of the program.
Yeah.
Same thing as COVID payments, right? When there was all the different programs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah, just think about it. When you're pumping out that much money, you know, they'll try to defend it saying, well, you know, this is only X percent. Well, it's still a big amount. Hello.
Yeah.
Tighten it up. Tighten it up.
Exactly. Exactly. Boy.
You can find billions of dollars that way, let me tell you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Everything that they want can be found just by cleaning up the program. There's no question. No question about it. Okay, I want to move on. This past week, U.S. Trade Rep Catherine Tai met with her counterparts from Mexico, from Canada. Jim, what was the bottom line? Did anything of significance come out of these conversations?
Well, in one, it was what was not talked about, that GMO, ban, that Mexico wants GMO corn for food purposes. So right. I think that was what, why didn't they discuss that? Maybe they think that Obrador, they're going to have new elections in June, it'll go away. Let's hope that's the case. But they did have a substantive meeting. You know, they talked about, you know, goods produced with them, forced labor, some of Canada's implementation of their dairy tariff rate quota allocation. Maybe Sean can talk more on that. The need for more consultations, which I think is never bad. And they have to start gearing up for that six-year review of USMCA, which is approaching.
Yeah. Who has a meeting in Phoenix, Arizona at this time? You do this in January. It's 100 degrees there this week. What are we doing? Of course, they talked about the dairy TRQs for sure. But, you know, again, talked about it, any sort of resolution, not so sure. This trio has some real patchwork to do before July of 2026. Now, a part of this USMCA agreement was these kinds of meetings, right? This was not happening as much in the NAFTA agreement. So a part of this is doing the groundwork. But of course, we've got three elections amongst the three countries in the meantime. Yeah. So a lot can change. I would encourage people not to just. There seems to be a lot of assumption being made. This Mexican corn thing is just going to absolutely go away post Mexican election. Not saying it's not going to, but just cannot drop our guard on that whatsoever, and need to continue to push Mexico in the direction of dropping it, but. I'm just not sure it's just like this guaranteed thing that just absolutely falls out on the wayside.
Yeah, I had Dan Bossi from Ag Resource on the show earlier this week talking about that situation and the Mexico's presidential elections coming up. He basically said the same thing, Sean, that you cannot guarantee that this problem is going to go away. But Sheinbaum, who apparently is the leader in the clubhouse going into the election, it's Obrador's handpicked successor. But even she has said some of the things that have created controversies were on his, basically said were on his personal agenda. Mm-hmm. And it may be that the GMO corn situation was one of those things on his personal agenda that are going to change if Sheinbaum or anybody else. Bottom line was that Bossy said, look at the importers, the actual users of the corn. They have not backed away from U.S. GMO corn. They have not come to the U.S. and signed a billion contracts for non-GMO corn production. It's not only are they not interested in buying it right now, they're not interested in securing it for the future. And if that's the case, it feels like this is going to go away after the election.
Well, and of course, we talked last week about the increasing tariffs on Chinese goods by the Biden administration. I would expect that in that room, Mexico and Canada are saying to the U.S., okay, that's fine. I know we're going to have to pick a side, and we know which side they're probably picking in this multilateral world going forward. But, keep us out of the tariff muck, right? Don't right. include us in that. We need to be working cooperatively. We'll see if that's the U.S. strategy as the months progress.
All right. We are going to wrap up the free-for-all. We've got a couple of things to talk about. It looks like there's going to be some compensation paid to dairies that have discovered H5N1 in their herds. We'll talk about how that might operate and why the compensation is being offered.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Joining me now is Amanda Welsh, Marketing Director for the Cattle Business Unit at Merck Animal Health. Amanda, tell me about the M-Power for Merck Animal Health. What is it?
Yeah, Chip. M-Power is actually our comprehensive dairy portfolio that brings together all flex identification projects, Sense Hub dairy monitoring, and comprehensive biopharma solutions all under the umbrella of Merck Animal Health.
Okay, so what makes the M-Power dairy portfolio by Merck Animal Health different from other industry portfolios out there?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So it really, we think it's three key areas. First, how comprehensive it is. It really is a full solution. Second, we have an experienced and really excited technical support team to help our customers. And finally, the products really offer compounding value with solutions that amplify each other.
Okay. Why should producers be excited about what is offered from the M-Power Dairy portfolio?
You know, they should be excited because it includes all the powerful tools producers need to run a profitable dairy. But just as importantly, all those tools work together to eliminate the guesswork and solve specific problems and put more milk in the tank, honestly. Because we know that the dairy industry is changing and Merck is leading that charge with this innovative solutions-focused approach to give producers greater control over their herd performance.
Excellent. Excellent. Where can listeners go for more information on Empower by Merck Animal Health?
Yep, it's pretty easy. They can go to m-power-dairy.com to learn more.
Excellent. We've been talking about the Empower Dairy Portfolio by Merck Animal Health with Amanda. Thank you, Amanda. That is Amanda Welsh, Marketing Director for the Cattle Business Unit at Merck Animal Health.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Discover how local relationship managers and global sector expertise can help you address challenges and seize opportunities. Rabo AgriFinance. Learn more at raboag.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning. It is a free-for-all. Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me. Jim, I can't leave the farm bill. I got to go back to it. What is it the job of the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to become a party spokesman for legislation?
Well, in this administration, they have. You name the topic, they have. Usually, USDA's role has been to, after the bill is passed, to implement it, but during the process to advise both right. Democrats and Republicans on technical details of how some of these proposals would be operated within USDA implementation.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Here's where I'm torn on this. Number one, I don't think that an administration leader, a secretary of any agency, should take on that role. Number two, I completely understand why the Democrats have decided to put Secretary Vilsack in that position, because nobody understands it better than Secretary Vilsack. I mean,
that's true.
He knows this stuff inside and out, and is probably best equipped to make the case for the Democrats, isn't he?
Yeah, but he entered the emotionality
yep.
part when the day before he had that presser and called the Republican approach counterfeit money that yep. they're using for the farm bill. That helped. That did not help at all.
No.
So, yeah, he is very smart. I would like him to work behind the scenes. He's often said, let me work with you to make the CCC more flexible. That's the areas that I hope that he would put more resolve in, rather than to be a hacker on that. So he's better than that.
But this is also a sign of today's political times. Maybe in yesteryear or short time ago, that secretary was of any department was supposed to be kind of that neutral
administrator, not a lawmaker.
Not the case anymore.
Right. It's not about that's what makes it a bit disappointing to me. There's no question, and he does not like the conversation about the Commodity Credit Corporation funds, does he, Jim?
No, because he's right in this regard, and I think the committees would work with him. Don't lose all flexibility, because he said if we had a major weather disaster, farmers can't wait on an ad hoc disaster program to come about and it being implemented a year, if not 2 years, after the fact. Understand that. But again, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think that there's room for compromise on maybe before he taps it. For billions and billions of dollars to advise this House and Senate Ag Committee of what he wants to do to try to get their blessing. Yep. This is what GT says, is Congress has to get back its authority within the realm of CCC, because the administration, both the Trump and the Biden administration, has usurped congressional authority away from CCC.
Everybody wants to limit the CCC spend and how it's being used, as long as unless it's their focus and how they want to use the funds.
Yeah, that's why you should get approval from both committees in the House and Senate, okay, before you uncork so many billions of $3.1 billion for climate change program, before you do the $256 billion for the Thrifty Food Plan that came in another avenue.
But on one hand, I agree with all that flexibility, but I'm not sure that taking $83 million in CCC funds and putting it to projects to promote domestic fertilizer production is the intended role of the Commodity Credit Corporation. And that's what they're proposing to do. Or no. They're not proposing to do it. They're doing it.
Yeah, well, it's a lot more than 83 for the total program. This was just the last installment. Okay, but you had both Republican and just go back, a year ago when we had all the talk about fertilizer prices, the price, the availability. You had lawmakers from both sides of the political fence trying to get programs to help out in the fertilizer area. So I kind of take a different stance on that one, Jeff.
Yeah, but if you're spending – okay, so based on, like, the cost of, like, trying to actually build, you know, mining facilities or fertilizer production facilities, $83 million over 12 states, that just seems like spreading peanut butter.
You have to get at your regulations that initially drove most of our fertilizer production out of this country. Look at Florida. Look at the South. I remember in the 1980s writing with the Pro Farmer of how they just drove a chunk of our fertilizer, phosphate industry, et cetera, over to Ukraine and other Eastern European.
You don't want government in the fertilizer business. You want government to create the ability, the environment for fertilizer to thrive.
Incentives.
Yep, that's right. Okay, we've got 45 seconds for this, Jim. Compensation to dairies with H5N1. It looks to me the reason they're doing that is to kind of quote unquote guarantee that the dairies are going to report when they've got H5N1.
Yeah, that's the carrot and stick, right?
Yeah, you
throw out that carrot, and I think it's needed, and could be significant for dairy farmers, up to 250,000 a week for a farm with 5,000 cows, and that's about $50 per cow, and then they're going to. I think it's an effective program for reimbursement, and they're going to continue to help out the veterinarian shipping costs for testing on up to $1,500. So I think it's a needed program.
Dude, there's lots of carrot in that.
Yeah.
How you feel, Haney?
It feels like income help out, help too. That's a lot of money.
We'll talk about it more later. You guys, happy Memorial Day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. That's Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer, Policy Analyst. And, of course, Kansas City Royals fan and AgriTalk newsman, Davis Michelson. Come back this afternoon, Mike Miner from Professional Ag Marketing.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring.